dann stand in der Stadt so lang ein. I want that she should speak something. Why I came? What was the relation with Swamiji? And how our preaching is successful or not? So she will express his mood.
Sthapitam yena bhutame svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam adadanastranayadam thayuri ache puna puna srimam rupakadam bhoje guri swam jammani jammani panchakaputru vyasya kapasundu devacha patitanam pavane vyo vaishnavi vyo namo namo. First I offer my humble prostrated obeisances to my Diksha Guru, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Prabhupada. And I offer the same Dandavat Pranam in devotion to my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. And by their mercy, I may talk for a few moments about their relationship as I understand it from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. I think most of you are familiar with Srila Narayan Maharaj's services to Srila Prabhupada since 1947, 49 years ago when they first met, and how Srila Prabhupada, although his Gurudev's godbrother, regarded Srila Narayan Maharaj as his equal. Although Srila Narayan Maharaj says that he regards Srila Prabhupada as his, thinking of himself as Srila Prabhupada's foot dust.
He was my Shiksha Guru.
And his Shiksha Guru. So this is very significant because the pure devotee, as Gurudev mentioned this morning, will never admit or think of himself as a pure devotee. But we can understand by our Prabhupada's regarding Gurudev as his equal, that he's his equal in every respect. This is indirect information. So just as now Srila Gurudev is illuminating for us the actual mission of Srila Prabhupada, which is the same mission, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistyam, the same desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had in coming to this world, which is to taste Unat Ojvalarasam, Svabhakti, the love of Radharani for Krishna, and to give sprinkles of that love to the Jiva as the servant of Radharani. So Srila Gurudev is illuminating for us that this is the reason that Srila Prabhupada, as the pure representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is also Srila Prabhupada's mission. Similarly, by reading the books of Srila Prabhupada and learning the songs, the bhajans, that he taught us, we also get an illumination on the character and qualities of Srila Narayan Maharaj. We learn, for example, from the Guru Vastakam, which Induleka Prabhu beautifully sung this morning at Prem Vilas's house, Shakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastrai, that the pure devotee, the spiritual master, has the same qualities as Krishna. So this is so significant, particularly as so many of us will now be separated for some days or some months from Srila Gurudev, to understand how he is with us in the same power that Krishna is with us. That is, the bona fide spiritual master has Krishna's qualities. So what does this mean? We know that Krishna, we know from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussions with Sanatana Goswami, that Krishna is on a road show. That is, at every moment he takes birth in a different universe. And every second he takes a new birth. And after 3 seconds, he's in 3 universes. After 4 seconds, he's in 4 universes. He stays in any universe for 125 years, and we can imagine how many seconds are in 125 years. So what does it mean that the guru is Shakshad Haritva? He has the qualities of Krishna. He's on the same absolute platform as Krishna. That means that this great personality who is sitting before us now is actually going with Krishna on that roadshow. And as many expansions as Krishna has, how many seconds goes into 125 years and over is how many expansions you can imagine Srila Gurudev has on his roadshow with Krishna. Not only that, but in...
I don't take... I'm not as a bona fide Vaishnava. I'm very, very...
Don't try to cheat.
So, don't cheat me. But you can express.
So, in addition to that, in each and every universe, when Krishna displays his pastimes, he's in innumerable places at once with innumerable devotees. And as I learned when I first met Gurudev about 4 years ago, one of the first things that he ever said to me on our second or so meeting, that if you tried to pursue Krishna, you'll not be able to capture him. But if you become the servant of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna will pursue you. Similarly, as one of the intimate servants of Srimati Radhika and intimate associates of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Labhanga Manjari, Srila Gurudev is in innumerable pastimes with Krishna as Krishna is expanded within his particular pastimes in any universe. So in this material world, Srila Gurudev is traveling with Krishna just like we're traveling with him now on some level, and because he's as absolute as Krishna, he's traveling with Krishna on his roadshow. In the spiritual world, he's experiencing unlimited pastimes with Krishna, with Radhika, with all of their associates, and our Srila Prabhupada, who is in the same group as Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and all of our previous acharyas. In the spiritual world, they're all at this very moment speaking together, joking together, dancing together, feeding each other together. So we cannot imagine our unlimited fortune. When Induleka Prabhu was dancing this morning, when she was doing her dance of joy, first I thought, why have this impersonal dance of joy? But then I realized that if our joy at being at the foot dust of Srila Gurudev could be expressed in dance, she did it so beautifully. So Srila Gurudev is on the same absolute platform as Krishna. He experiences, just as we read in Shastra, how any devotee experiences the name of Krishna, the taste of Krishna's prasadam, or anything about Krishna, thinking of Krishna as reality, anything that Srila Gurudev thinks about Krishna, that is actually reality. He, as any pure devotee, as any servant of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, Srila Gurudev controls Krishna, he enchants Krishna, and he captivates Krishna by his service. He also fulfills all the desires of Srimati Radhika in her service to Krishna, in his association with our Srila Prabhupada in the spiritual world, and he also fulfills the desires of all jivas who are trying to approach that divine service. We read in the first canto that Sukadeva Goswami, yang sarva bhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. Although he's not Krishna, because he's a servant of Krishna, he can himself situate himself in the hearts of everyone and guide them back to Godhead. So Srila Gurudev, just like our Prabhupada, has that same power to enter our hearts. He's also present in whatever mantras he's given us. He's also the bhajans, whatever bhajans he's teaching us to sing, Srila Prabhupada is teaching us to sing. Those bhajans are none different from Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and all of our predecessors, acharyas, because they express his moods, and he is none different from his moods being on the absolute platform. So I don't want to take your time away from hearing from this Uttam Mahabhagwat. But just as a very small introduction to these glories, I've spoken, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
You have to know so many good Harikatha. But you have put some poison in a very jug full of milk, and one this drop ruined all the milk of this. You are qualified, no doubt, but I am not so much qualified. I am a Vaishnav, Kanishta Vaishnav, but I know. But a disciple should have that mode, Sakshat Haritena. Any guru, holy master, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining. Haritvena, not Hari. I have explained all these things. So, you are my younger sister, God sister. I honor you, and she is so much qualified. So much qualified.
I'm qualified to recognize Anuta Mahabhagavat, by your mercy.
So now I want to hear a song from him. Gauranga balite habe puraka sarir. And then you should. I want to speak so easily some things, not too much, because I cannot take rest in quiet. So very easy, we will speak something. If you will have question, I will try to answer. First, we should hear this.
Thank you.
Hari, Guru,
Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivara Maho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Prakita Kripaya
Si Gurum Tam Natosmi Vancha Kalpataru Vesya Kripa
Sindubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gauratvise He Krishna karuna sindho Dina bandho jagatpate Gopesha gopika kanta Radha kanta namastuti Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe vindavaneshwari Vishadhanusute Pranamami Haribhye Vrindayai Tulushitabhyai Priyayai Kesavasya Krishna Bhakti Pradhe Satyavattai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I want to offer my heartly modes in the lotus feet of my divine grace Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And the Jagat Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Siddham Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. And also to my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, who took renounce order from our Gurudev in Mathura. I know that I am not qualified, especially my English is so poor. But you appreciate what a child tells in the same way. Anyhow, we have discussed so many things. We have discussed why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. What was his mood and what he has presented to this world. We have discussed so many things. And Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Sapadantikam Addanastinam Tanterijam Jache Puna Puna Shimad Rupa Dambhoj Dhuli Shatmam Janmani Janmani. Raghunath Das Goswami has told these things. So we should know that Krishna himself is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the mode and golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, he descended to this world, which was never given in a day of Brahma. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended before and he gave all these things. So it has been explained in Anarpita Charing Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnatojjala Rasang Swab Bhakti Sriyam. She told, explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to fulfill his own desire, three desires, Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, you know, three things. And he came to come to give Naam with Prem. A garland of Naam in the thread of
Prem.
Prem. So there are four kinds of these garlands. Shant Rash is not in Vrindavan. It is, but it is covered. Dash pure dash is not in Vrindavan. Only mixed with Shakya or Vatsalya. The servants of Nanda Baba has that dash, but mixed with Vatsalya. Some mixed with Shakya. So in Ayodhya and Vaikunth there may be pure dash. Hanuman is pure dash. In a Braj, no pure dash is here. A dash of servant of Krishna also will not do pranam to Krishna. He will take him in his arms and he will, they will kiss. This is the service there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Actually he became Srimati Radhika. He took the mode of Srimati Radhika to test three things. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisha. How the Pranay Mahima? Glorification of Pranay. What is Pranay? I have told you that Sadhu Sangha, then Guru Karana, Vishambhena Guru Seva, Bhajan, Anartha Nivritti, after that Nishtha comes. After Nishtha, Ruchi comes. Ruchi in Malli Sadhan. I have told you the two kinds of Ruchis, explained by Srimad Vishwanatha Bharti Thakur. If the kirtan is going on with float, harmonium and all of the other things, then, oh, very good kirtan. And then, there is no harmonium, nothing, and very mota. Mota means?
Thick.
Thick.
Thick. Sound will come. By an old person, no sweet voice, but he is weeping. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, he's singing. But where there's all these things, like this, then so much ruchi. Vastu vaishishta anapekkhini and vastu vaishishta apekkhini. First is apekkhini. When there is, Thakur is, has been done so much sringar, then oh, very beautiful. And when he is naked, oh, we should go to there. Golden ornaments, golden chariots, golden the jhula, we will go there. So it will develop into second class. Vastu vaishishta anapekkhini. He will hear the name and he will be rolling down. No shame, nothing. Evam vratasva priyanama kritya jata anurago de chitto chai hasatta thoro dati rauti gayat unumadati
nitta di
loko bhaiya. What they are telling, not telling, no, nothing. Weeping and chanting, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Like Goswamis, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Bhandirvan, sometimes Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. O Radhike, very good. He Radhe Brajadevike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Sri Govardhan Kalpapadaptare
Kalindi
Vanne Kuta Goshanta Vich Sarvatau Khedai Mahabihvalau Vande Rupshanatana. Like this. He's telling, what telling? No sense at all. Rolling down the earth sometimes. Sometimes laughing. He sing by inner eyes. Oh, Krishna is playing with Sridham Subal. And Sridham has given defect to Krishna, and Krishna is laughing, all are laughing. Once Krishna came in near Kashighat, at that time there was no name of Kashighat was discovered. Kashi, a very powerful demon with the order of Kans, came there. And he was searching Krishna. Kans has told that a boy in Shyamaranga, blackish,
some color,
and he will have float on his lips. Peacock feather here, three
bended.
No? And he will have pitambar, yellowish claws decorated. When he should think that he is Krishna and he is my enemy and he should be destroyed.